Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
I saw it was about 20 minutes ago where Abby told our producer, Mikey, look, I am not happy with you. Why are you not happy with Mikey?
I'm not happy with Mikey because he put me on the air. He put me on the spot and told me that a man was interested in me. And so I decided to put myself in a vulnerable position and text him first. And I never got a text back. And I want to find out why.
Mm-hmm. I want to find out why, too.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
Yep.
This guy's ghosted Mikey also.
At least he's consistent.
So we asked Mikey, do you know where this guy lives? It's a friend of his. He's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, all right, get in the car. And we're going to knock on the door. We will not be ghosted.
No, we will not.
Okay.
Even Mikey was like, are you serious? And we're like, yeah.
Get in the car.
Yes.
Okay.
At the very least, we need to do a wellness check.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. That's what it is.
That's what we're, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we're doing.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing.
But we're checking on Abby's wellness.
I'm not doing well.
All right, so Mikey was supposed to head on out that way and just knock on this dude's door. Let's get him on the phone to find out what's going on. Mikey, what's up, dude?
Hey, you want to talk about a vulnerable position? I'm out here. They got this place bolted up. I'm trying to ask people to let me in. I'm looking like a criminal.
Yeah.
So he lives in an apartment?
Yeah, it's a big apartment complex, and I can't even get in any doors. I'm standing in the parking garage right now staring at this gate.
Right. So you got into the parking garage. You just can't get past the gate that will take you to his apartment yet.
That's right. Whenever a car comes rolling out of here, I'm gonna slide on under that gate, and I'm gonna barge my way up there.
Oh, he's definitely getting arrested.
Oh my gosh, yes you are. But the Burt Show, we have bail money in our budget, so you're fine.
Right. It's not much, but all right. So when you get through security and you get to his door, then hit us up before you knock on the door. Okay.
You mean sneak through security?
So a second ago, I asked Mikey, "Do you know which number his door is?" And he goes, he goes, I'll know it when I see it.
Yeah. Okay. Very Mikey thing to say.
Yes, yeah. Good luck with that. All right, Mikey, give us a call back.
All right, thank you.
Godspeed.
All right. Can't quite tell who came out here.
He did.
He came out. So they're all doing great until he says, I think I like dudes. And they're married. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Think I like dudes also. And this is new to their marriage, and she rightfully is a little confused and not exactly sure how to handle it. So maybe some of you guys listening have been in this situation before and you want to give some advice, and we can put you on the voice disguiser if you want. 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
Hi, Burt Show fam. I could use some therapy. I'm struggling with my mental health and my sexuality. I am a 35-year-old man and have been married to my wife for 12 years. We have two amazing kids together. She's truly my best friend and the most amazing woman I have ever been with or ever met. We've had our ups and downs, but for the most part, we are extremely happy. Recently, I came out to my wife as bisexual. I grew up in a very conservative Christian family where being anything but straight was considered a sin. I've always had an attraction to both sexes, but hid the male attraction side of me as best I could. It is the only secret I've ever kept from anyone, including my wife, until now. Honestly, I thought I would outgrow it. I can confirm I have not. The conversation was brought up when we were talking about medical history and getting tested for different things. I told her that before she and I were together, I had actually hooked up with a guy a few times. It fizzled out about as quickly as it started, and I was never intimate with anybody else until her. She is the only woman I've ever been intimate with. A few days later, she had questions for me about my experience and if I'd been tested. I told her that I was tested about a year after he and I got together, which is more than 15 years ago, but I hadn't been tested since. She then asked me questions about if I had ever flirted with or been attracted to other men, to which I told her that I have never flirted with another man. I have seen other men and have been attracted, but never acted on that attraction. I've also been flirted with by other men and women and always shut that down. My family has a history of cheaters, so I made it my life's mission to always be faithful to my partner. During our conversation, she pointed out to me that there were times where she initiated piano playing and I didn't seem interested, and asked if that was because I was more interested in being with a man than being with a woman. I told her I hadn't really thought about it, and I wasn't really sure. Our piano recitals have been far and few in between. Sometimes it was me, sometimes it was her. I feel like that it was possibly me more than her. I also knew that piano playing for her sometimes was painful, and I didn't like to cause her any kind of pain. I also did not want her to feel like she owed me piano sessions. It's been a couple days since she asked me that question, and I've thought long and hard on it, and I still don't really know an answer. I would love some therapeutic advice, or if somebody in the Burt Show community has dealt with something similar to this, how they handled it. I just feel lost and confused. Has anyone ever been in a situation like this where they came out to their partner and maybe realized the life they were living isn't quite what they wanted? I'm terrified because I don't know the fallout that could happen because of this. Any help or advice would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, bye, but questioning.
Okay, this one is above our pay grade. Maybe one of you guys has experienced this before, or one of you is a professional that can handle this one. 1-855-BIRCHO. I don't even know where to start, you guys.
Well, I mean, you're in a committed relationship with your wife, and yeah, you may be attracted to men, but that doesn't mean you want to cheat on her with other men, right? The same way like you're attracted to women. So hopefully you don't want to cheat on your wife with other women. So
you think this is him just confessing that he has feelings for dudes, but not wanting to do anything with it?
I mean, yeah, if you're in a committed relationship, that would be the case. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can be bisexual, but be in a committed relationship with one sex.
I completely agree. I think that's the definitive line that he needs to figure out. Is it that you actually want to pursue your attraction for other men, or yeah, is it just something that you have? Mm-hmm. Because one, mm-hmm, I think you just, you know, you're fine. It's okay, but you also have to give your partner the time that she may need in order to process that information, because I'm sure it'll throw her as well. But that's what you got to figure out. And I think once you have that answer, you can figure out how to move.
Because for me, it's like, I don't care who you're attracted to. You're with me. And that's all that should matter.
So that's where I'm coming from, where I don't even think it would be a question whether or not he needed to explore it if he didn't really feel like there was something there. I can't really speak to being conflicted about your sexuality, but I can speak to growing up in a very conservative Christian environment where a lot of those feelings are very discouraged and told, like, basically pushed down and suppressed. And you may be getting to a point in your life where you're 35 years old and maybe becoming an adult has given you the freedom of thought to really consider what you truly believe. And maybe that's something that you did suppress. And as of right now, maybe you feel like it is bisexuality, but it also might be that part of yourself that you've ignored for so long finally coming out. And I definitely think it's worth talking to somebody about, like a professional, but I think you should do some self-exploration as well.
This would make me very insecure as the partner, because it feels like it's just a matter of time before he explores this with another man. The way I'm interpreting it is he's saying this to sort of open up that dialogue. So this would make me feel super insecure because I think it's just a matter of time.
Well, that, and also that you've hidden this part of yourself from me for so long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is, very new territory that you're having to traverse.
Here is Jennifer on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello.
So, my advice, I am both an A piano player and I am both a bi piano player.
Okay.
And it took, yes, and I know that that's confusing. I'm attracted to both genders, but I am not able to play the piano very often because of both physical and emotional wall. And it took me, I was married when I figured out that I was attracted to both. And I had never explored that part of myself. And, my partner at the time was really, really great about it, but we ended up getting divorced for separate reasons. And now I'm engaged to somebody who's I'm in a straight relationship, and it's all about acceptance. I think it's all about acceptance of who you are. I think being attracted to both is a spectrum, and if he really can't accept that, then that's something that maybe he should explore. Maybe that marriage isn't meant to be. But the acceptance is the first step. And that no matter what, he is the way he is, and he's awesome the way he is. And that's really just my advice. Yeah. It's just, no matter what.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, I think at the end of the day, like, the person that you're married to, you should be able to be 100% authentic, right? You can't live your life at any kind of lie like that.
I need you to be about 99.
99 is solid. That's pretty solid. Jonathan, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I definitely agree with the last caller, but I just wanted to share that my parents were, my dad actually came out as bi with my parents growing up, and I'm 42, so this was like 20 years ago. But they kind of just had an agreement that he could explore that side of himself on the side, which I was really surprised to hear from my conservative Baptist Southern conservative parents.
Yeah.
But he, you know, with having four kids, they decided, you know, we don't want to break up our family, and they love each other. I mean, he still cries every year. She passed away about 25 years ago. I'm sorry, not 25, 15 years ago. And so, you know, I don't doubt the love that they had for each other, but they had, you know, like the last caller was, a clear understanding of who the other person was and accepted that and loved them regardless.
That's a pretty beautiful story right there.
It is.
Get it? The Burt Show.